CKDU interviews with Chris Saunier, DSU electoral candidate for the position of president of the Dallas Student Union. Welcome to the show today, Chris.
Thank you.
What program are you in?
I'm in my fourth year of computer engineering at Dow.
Okay, and how do you like it?
I enjoy it. It's a pretty heavy course load, but the little bit of time I get to spend outside of class, I certainly enjoy a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What attracts you to the position of president?
Well, I've been involved in the DSU for 2 years now, and as a society executive for the past three. And in that time, I've spent a lot of time working both on the inside and the outside of the DSU, and I've learned a lot. And I think it's time right now for me to sort of take charge. And there's a lot of things that I want to change, and a lot of things that I've seen that really need improvement and aren't working right now. And so I think I have some really good ideas that I can bring in and actually turn into reality if I'm president.
What are some of the biggest issues that you see and that you hope to address?
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest issue is every year the candidates, they always all run with great ideas for what they want to do with the union next year. But after they're elected, they quickly find out the realities of the job is that there's just a lot of work that they have to do on a day-to-day basis, and they don't have a lot of time to spend on the big picture things that is what the students elected them to do. So what I want to do is reevaluate the portfolios that each of the executive have and take a lot of it off of their plates and put it onto part-time staff that we already have, such as student commissioners, and also open up more volunteer opportunities for other students to get involved. So that way the executive will have the time to actually do the things that the students elected them to do.
Mm. You've been a counselor for the past year or two, as you said, 2 years, and so you have a lot of experience with some of the topics that we've been bringing up in these interviews, like food and contracts. A year ago, it was a lot about societies and Ennisburg. Mm-hmm. And particularly the food and the sort of secret contracts motion are still definitely sort of on the agenda, so to speak, in students' minds. How do you foresee addressing that in the coming year if you're elected?
Definitely, yeah. I see the secret contracts issue as being sort of three separate issues. It started out as being an issue with secret contracts, which is that we have non-disclosure agreements in the contracts that we sign with Pepsi and Sodexo, so we can't disclose the exact details of the contract. The other issue is exclusivity. So there are exclusive providers, which some people see as shutting students out of the sub. And then the third issue is that students want more sustainable, better food options in the sub. And so all three of those issues have kind of mingled together into one big debate right now. And I think each of them sort of needs to be separated out and dealt with in a different way. As far as the secret contracts goes, that's a more complicated question that we really need to look into a lot more, because if we refuse to sign non-disclosure agreements with corporations, there's the possibility that they won't sign contracts with us anymore. We'll lose our economic bargaining power. So that's something we really need to consider, whether we can do that as a union. On the other hand, I think that exclusivity and providing better food services to students is something that we can definitely do right away. And I know that while we do have the exclusive contract with Sodexo, they're very open to letting students into the sub. You'll see bake sales, the farmers market. There's plenty of ways that students can get involved in the sub and provide the food services that they want to. More sustainable food services, Sodexo is also very open to working with students on that. And I met with them last week myself, actually. And they do try and locally source as much as their food products as possible. It's just the main issue is it's Nova Scotia, so there's not a lot of fresh produce in the winter.
Mm. Okay, beyond that, one of the issues that came up this year as well was the recall of one of the executive. Mm-hmm. How do you feel that was handled, and what would happen if that came up next year if you were president?
Okay. Yeah. Admittedly, it was a very interesting situation. I'm actually also chair of the Executive Review Committee, so that means that this year I was responsible for sort of acting as a liaison between council and the executive, making sure the council knew what the executive was doing and making sure that they were living up to their mandate. There were clear concerns throughout the whole year with the executive that was nominated for recall, and we were working on dealing with those. Unfortunately, some councillors did feel that we weren't doing enough to work with that, and so they brought it up to council, the option of recall. as you know, that the recall motion didn't pass, but it certainly highlighted and underlined some of the issues that really existed. And after that, we were able to sort of sit down and really work on things and say, you know, there is a problem and we have to work on this. And things have improved since then. So while no one wants a recall motion to come up for an executive, in the end, it did help things, and we are doing better now. If it came up next year, I'm really hoping that won't be a problem, especially because the new executive review process that we started this year has a large leadership development component, except we weren't able to get it off of the ground until September, so there was a lot of systemic issues with the way that the executive were already working with each other. And they've all said to me and to others that if we had started back in May when they first got into the office, a lot of those issues wouldn't have happened, and it's very likely that they would have worked together a lot better throughout the whole year. So I'm hoping that by next year, having this leadership development process already in existence, that we won't have that problem.
Cool. Okay. And now for some more fun questions. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite word?
Ooh, my favorite word. I'd have to go with segue.
Or what's your least favorite word?
That's a good question.
Segue? That's
segue.
Yeah.
I don't like then and than because I always use them in the wrong places.